Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join the show. The number here is 603-283-6160. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind at 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria. And yeah, happy What is Smallpox Day to everyone out there. That's what I've taken to calling it.
Right? Happy What is Smallpox Day?
Yeah. Like, what is smallpox, you know? Because that's what, you know, killed so many Native Americans.
That was killing people back in the day. Okay. Yeah, okay. Good point. We don't really see smallpox too often these days, though.
I think it's been reduced down to, like, just two specimens of the virus being stored in a lab in, like, Iceland or something, hasn't it?
I don't know. I did see some story that my doctor pointed out that apparently somebody found some in, like, a refrigerator at some scientific lab in the United States.
Wow.
Labeled as smallpox, like, back in, like, at the back of a freezer. Or something.
Probably
like
a good place for it.
So if you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. We can talk about a lot of stuff here tonight, including the latest out of Venezuela and Cuba, plus something a little more local to home with the crazy looting going on out in San Francisco. Topic we haven't discussed yet here on Free Talk Live. And it is like nutso what's been happening out there.
It is crazy. If I understand it correctly, it's like just a flash mob of like 50 yeah. to 80 people wearing, I guess, ski masks or something, right. carrying hammers and stuff. They just run into a store, grab as much stuff as they can, and get out.
Yep, and then they do it again. It's happened multiple times. So we can talk about that. Of course, you can bring up, again, whatever's on your mind. But since it is Turkey Day, Aria, you have a story about some of these Thanksgiving shortages. And we've kind of touched on it briefly over the last couple of weeks with, I mentioned going to the grocery store, one of the stores, Aldi, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show, and them having been completely sold out of turkeys one week. Now, they did subsequently get some more in, but it was unusual to see two entire freezers, like large-size freezers that had been completely full the week prior, sold completely out. I can't say I've ever seen that happening. And this was like 2 or 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. So it wasn't a last-minute rush. It
right.
was just people buying and them completely running out.
Well, out of all of the times you would expect grocery stores to carry turkeys, the month of November would be high up there.
Of course.
But they have been difficult
to
find.
They carry more in the month of November.
My family always has a turkey when they do their Thanksgiving thing. They did not this year.
Wow.
I don't know if it was just because they were too expensive or because they didn't want to bother or because they couldn't find one. I just know that they didn't have one for the first time as far as I can remember. And there are higher prices for groceries, record gas costs. Are they at a record high?
They seem to be. I mean, if they're not a record here, they have hit record highs elsewhere. I know California did have a record high, and it was like over $5 a gallon.
I seem to recall them hitting like $4 per gallon at one point, but
I don't remember seeing that personally. I know that during Trump, it had gone downward generally. I feel like I didn't see four, but I feel like I did see like $3.89 or something like that at some point in the past. I don't think it's gotten to $3.89 in the recent days out here. But that's just my memory, which could certainly be flawed on this.
I mean, they're definitely high either way. An ongoing pandemic that has meant reduced work hours for some and an inability to work for others. For many people this year, Thanksgiving dinner will be harder to put on the table. Distribution by the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank has doubled since 2019. The organization estimates 1 in 4 people in Los Angeles County experiences what they call food insecurity.
Right.
Yeah, they don't really define
starvation.
What that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
The average cost nationwide of meat, poultry, fish, and eggs is up 11.9% over the last year.
I think food, we've talked about food so-called insecurity before, and if I'm recalling correctly, it's like, you don't really know where your next meal's going to come from, that kind of thing.
Like, I mean, that's pretty vague. Like, I was calling around trying to find a Chinese restaurant that was open today because, as I understood it, Chinese restaurants are always open on Thanksgiving Day,
yeah.
Thanksgiving and Christmas. None of them here in Keene are open. In fact, I honestly think the only restaurant today that is open is the Indian place.
Mm.
So, I mean, from that point of view, you could say I was experiencing food insecurity. Where's my next...
Where's it going to come from?
Yeah. I mean, there was food I could have eaten if I really wanted to there at the house. I don't know if you would really call that food insecurity, but... There was a brief little panic where I was like, holy crap, there's no one open. I'm going to have to eat some. I'm going to have to finally clean out the freezer.
Canned food or something. According to healthypeople.gov, so the government's own definition here.
The government knows all about healthy people.
Food security or insecurity is defined as the disruption of food intake or eating patterns because of lack of money and other resources. So there you go. Now you know.
Luckily, the average cost of dairy products is only up 1.8%, but again, meat, poultry, fish, and eggs, 11.9% over the last year. That's a substantial increase in prices.
Aren't there subsidies involved in dairy as well?
I'm sure there are.
There are.
I'm sure there's subsidies involved in all of this.
There probably are, yeah.
Add to that the cost of living in L.A. County, which has some of the highest housing prices in the country, according to the advocacy organization United Ways of California. A family of four in the county with two adults, a preschooler and a school-aged child, would need to make at least $95,000 a year to meet their basic needs. For many, there's a tighter, limited budget already for food. People are seeing their money doesn't go as far at the grocery store, so some are skipping on things they would usually buy. Everything is sky high, said one resident, after he picked up a box of staples, green beans, some fruit, cream of wheat, beef stew. I barely make enough to get by.
And this is a guy going to the food pantry to pick up a box.
Yes,
yeah,
okay. That's correct.
Yeah.
When the weekly food pantry at the Community Resource Center first opened in June, about 50 people came by. By September, there were about 100 each week.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, people started lining up outside the center an hour before food distribution began.
Mm.
Food banks across the state have reported sustained higher demand, in some cases 2 to 3 times what it was before the pandemic. Not only is there an acute need still from the pandemic, well, I don't think the pandemic really caused any of it, but whatever, but it's going to last a long time, said Andrew Shane, director of government affairs at the California Association of Food Banks. Sounds like
that's the guy that asks for grants.
Sounds like an important job.
Mm.
We know from the Great Recession that it took a full decade for food insecurity to come back to pre-2008 levels.
Wow.
The Times visited some community centers and food banks around the L.A. area ahead of Thanksgiving. This turkey is really helping us. The meat has gone up. The milk has gone up. Most of the central things we eat have gone up very high, said one resident. Apparently, they were at least giving out turkeys at this food bank. Mm-hmm. That's surprising. Two families will be sharing the turkey that Peggy Scott picked up at a Thanksgiving giveaway in Watts, her family of four, and the neighbor's family. That's sweet.
Wow, are they going to be allowed to actually eat together in Los Angeles?
Ooh, that's a good question. No, they'll have to cut the turkey in half and send it each to their... Good luck. At 8:30 Tuesday, a long line of people sat in folding chairs along the sidewalk as a large truck laden with food boxes backed up in front of the neighborhood pickup site. Distribution at the giveaway was due to start at 9 a.m. The first person in line had arrived at 6 in the morning.
Mm.
Alice Harris, who's 87, has led a turkey giveaway in the neighborhood every Thanksgiving for 57 years. The need is,
wow,
most of the people are not now working, said Harris. Well, she's right about that.
I wonder why that is still. Are they all on welfare? We never really have figured this out, have we? Like, what's the
reason? I still don't know, man. It's so peculiar to me because there are still jobs out there and people don't seem to be applying for them. They don't seem to be hiring for them. I mean, well, everyone's hiring.
Yeah.
But the employees don't seem to be just appearing. So what are people doing for money? Where is everyone? It's the great mystery of 2021, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it's very strange. And if you want to weigh in and, you know, let us know what you think, the number here is 603-283-6160. Have you encountered this food insecurity? Are you having a difficult time, you know, going to the grocery store and being able to afford the things that you previously had easily afforded? Is it getting more difficult on you now? And I've noticed that Bonnie and I, when we go to the grocery store, because, again, the government lets me out of my cage once in a while to go and, you know, get some supplies. And so we like to guess at what the price of the total, you know, is going to be. Like, a little contest, right? Like, who's the closest to it? And I've noticed that I'm like, underballing it every single time. It's almost always higher than I I think that it's going to be. And so I'm misjudging what the totals are.
I believe that there's a shortage of cat food as well.
That's not good. 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in and share your experience with shortages or whatever's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. By the way, happy Thanksgiving. We are here live on this Thanksgiving Day edition. It's Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. And I do want to let you know about... now, Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, and if you're concerned about inflation out there, and you should be, we're talking about the prices of things going up, which, of course, is a symptom of inflation. Inflation, remember, is the increase in the supply of money, and that's what the government's been doing over, well, forever, just cranking out more and more money into the supply, and they've been cranking it at a much higher level over the last roughly 20 months or so. So if you're concerned about that, maybe you should be looking into alternatives like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, and you can go to Bitcoin.com to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. In fact, if you hit get started at the top of the page, you will find some introductory videos there. If you're time limited, you only have time for one video, just watch the first one. It's like 3 minutes long, and you'll get down some of the most basic aspects of what makes cryptocurrency unique and special and evolutionary and really, you know, something you ought to know about, something that's going to be with us likely for generations, if not longer. Get over to Bitcoin.com to get started down that road. And, of course, if you got time to watch more than one video, you probably should watch more than one because this is an important topic. Also, they've got a news section over there at news.bitcoin.com, which has the latest crypto headlines every single day, updated over at news.bitcoin.com. Ian and Aria here. Aria, you're sharing with us a story from where was the story again?
Yahoo News, but they're mirroring it from somewhere else, and I'm not exactly sure where.
And it's about the Thanksgiving difficulties that some people are having this year. Like, you know, if the simple version of it is you might not have found a turkey when you were looking to buy one. Or maybe,
it would depend on when you went to the grocery store, for sure.
Or maybe you found that it was a little more expensive than you were expecting it to be. And, you know, you
decided. What's a turkey cost?
To.
I've never bought one.
It's usually measured by the pound. So I think I saw it for like 49 cents a pound at Aldi, which is I believe, cheap for turkey. But again, I'm the same way as you, Aria. Somebody else handles the turkey. I usually, like, if I'm not with a lady, and thankfully Bonnie was, you know, we were together for this one, so she cooked up some delicious dishes that we took to a group dinner that my federal handlers allowed me to go to because you chose not to. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as, like I said then, it's a lot easier for me to find something else to do.
Right. You know, usually I'll just go and buy a pumpkin pie or something and bring some alcohol.
Like a Walmart pumpkin pie.
Yeah, go get a pumpkin pie, bring some alcohol, and that's my contribution.
Yeah, that was actually going to be mine when I was going in. She's like, well, just bring some wine. I was like, thank God, because we know I'm not cooking anything.
right.
And if I do, it's not going to be good. So let's just skip all of that and say, you bring the alcohol.
Yeah.
Got it.
In this case, Bonnie made a pumpkin pie and some vegetarian shepherd's pie, which is also very good.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let's talk more about the story.
It gets really sad if you think about what they're actually saying. I mean, they're talking mostly about older people, like 80-something, 83, 85, 87-year-olds. This one here.
This is Los Angeles, right?
Yes. Okay. Is a 52-year-old named Anna. On seeing a box of breakfast porridge in her food box, she said, it looks like a little box, but you get a lot. Hmm. She was very happy about receiving it, saying, Anna was thrilled to see the porridge, which she said has gotten expensive. Think about that. Porridge.
What the hell is that, anyway?
I don't know.
Like, I've only ever heard of porridge in, like, books about, like, you know,
the Three Bears or whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
The Three Bears or, you know, the Christmas Carol where they can't. It's like what poor people eat, right?
Isn't that's what I thought, right? I don't think that's why it's called porridge, but it's not like steak and steak, right? I mean, it's like oatmeal, I sort of assumed.
Well, oatmeal, wouldn't you just call that oatmeal? Okay, here it is. A porridge, a food commonly eaten as a breakfast cereal dish made by heating, boiling ground crushed or chopped starchy plants, typically grain, in milk. It's often cooked or served with added flavorings such as sugar, honey, fruit, or syrup to make a sweet cereal, or can be mixed with spices, meat, or vegetables to make a savory dish. I mean, I have oatmeal almost every single day, but I've never called it porridge. Like, that's just a regular thing for me. But
it sounds like oatmeal would be a type, or porridge is a type of oatmeal or a cereal that you make yourself.
It says here oat porridge or oatmeal is one of the most common types of porridge. Okay, so I guess oatmeal is porridge.
Okay.
That's news.
So we knew all along what porridge was.
I have never seen it, though, advertised as that. Like, I've never seen a box of porridge on the shelves.
If I saw a box of porridge versus a box of oatmeal, even not knowing the difference between the two, I would buy the box of oatmeal. Maybe it's a regional thing, right?
Could be.
It's hard to go to the market. It's $20 in the door, and you hardly get anything. It's been getting hard to purchase. Rosario Marino, whose name I almost pronounced Monero.
What does that mean, $20 in the door? Meaning she's got to pay for, like, a taxi to get there, I'm guessing?
I don't know. It's not very clear. It sounds like it's just an expression thing. Like, it's more money, I guess?
Weird. Because
she would have
like
always had to pay. It does sound like there's a cover charge, but I really hope that's not what she meant. But it is California, man. Los Angeles County, too. Anything's possible.
Right. Yeah, it'll keep the riffraff out.
Rosario Marino can't afford to buy as much as she used to at the grocery store because most food staples have gotten more expensive.
Hmm.
She complains about it. We've already hashed that, though. Augustine Alejo, who plans to use some of the food from his box to cook for homeless people in his neighborhood, that's awesome of him, holding a package of noodles.
As long as he doesn't get arrested for it. Because some cities will arrest you for that.
Like we said, it is Los Angeles County. He got a package of noodles, ramen noodles, it looks like, from the food box he received, and he plans to give some of the food from the box he received to homeless people in his neighborhood. He's also struggling to pay high rent.
Wow, did they say that twice in the same paragraph?
Yeah, the article, like, I'm having to filter it as I read it because they will just start a sentence and then not finish it.
Huh.
And I have to jump down to where they restarted the same sentence and actually finished it. Very sloppy mirroring of this article. Maria Rivera says she limits what she buys at the store these days. The food she picked up at the Wilmington Food Pantry will supplement her regular grocery shopping. Because, again, everything's high right now. It goes on. It's just got a bunch more examples here of people talking about how much more expensive everything has gotten.
Yeah,
it doesn't really point out the reasons why, which is...
We know the reasons.
As Jay Noon called in and talked about last year, you know, people had to slaughter their own farms and just bury them in the backyard because they have non-competition agreements with companies like Tyson and stuff like that that prohibit them from selling the food to other...
You're talking about specifically like the...
But it's likely true with every animal as well. I mean, he had examples that he had experienced here in New Hampshire and New England that was related to pigs, but I'm sure it's true of turkeys and chickens and all sorts of other farm animals as well.
Yeah.
It wouldn't just be limited to pigs, and obviously if you have farmers out there just killing pigs and killing turkeys and tossing them out back and burying them in a giant ditch, you're going to have less in the grocery stores. And it's largely because of non-competitive agreements, not to mention the shipping... Whatever caused the shipping chaos that is ongoing out there, I can't imagine how much of that is actually food, but some percentage of it is.
There was news this week that the U.S. government is now going to require, I think starting in January or February, they're going to require all truckers and actually anybody who is a driver coming across the border to be vaccinated. Everybody who's a, you know, quote-unquote essential driver or whatever.
It's like... The lockdowns didn't cripple the nation and the economy hard enough.
So
now they
want
to do everything possible to make that, to drive that point home to us. Look what the pandemic did to you. The pandemic didn't do it. The government did.
Now, are the rising prices the reason why dozens of people are robbing places in broad daylight?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and his family are in Nantucket, Massachusetts to celebrate Thanksgiving. The president taking a trip to meet with members of Nantucket's Coast Guard. During the meeting, Biden responding to a reporter asking him what he's thankful for.
What am I thankful for? I'm not joking when I say I'm thankful for these guys. Thankful for them and everybody. I mean from the bottom of my heart.
House Judiciary Republicans are criticizing the president for his visit to Nantucket in a tweet saying Joe Biden is enjoying his Thanksgiving at a billionaire's home in Nantucket, regular America enjoying the expensive gas and groceries. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the parade was back in full swing this year after a toned-down parade last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats have tucked a lucrative $2.5 billion tax break inside President Biden's multi-trillion-dollar social welfare bill. The tax break allows for trial lawyers on a contingency basis, meaning they are paid only if the case is settled in their favor, to deduct expenses immediately. Such expenses include hourly labor fees and the expenses associated with waging a lawsuit. On average, according to the American Bar Association, the fixed rate for contingency cases is anywhere between 33% and 40% total of the settlement payout. As legal costs continue to soar, the Joint Committee on Taxation estimates a write-off would cost taxpayers $2.5 billion over the next decade. The San Francisco Public Utilities Commission is declaring a water shortage emergency. Officials making the request for residents to voluntarily reduce water use by 10%. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanksgiving Day episode of Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Aria.
And also want to let you know about Intercoin. Intercoin, we've been telling you that it can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, it's available on both a centralized and a decentralized exchange. You can get their centralized version over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. Sign up with just an email address. You can keep your privacy intact. And then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies there. You can trade them for Tether on the exchange and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on both xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, or Uniswap. And to find their trades on Uniswap, just click on intercoin.org. You'll find the Uniswap link right there on the front page of the site. You might just be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. As we continue here, we were talking about the shortages, the price increases, the supply line difficulties, and a few weeks ago on this show, we got into a lot of detail about what's going on with the supply line issues in the United States, what's causing the backups, and there's, of course, multiple factors. One of them is at the ports, they just don't have, you know, the staff to move the products around, but even if they did, and now they're open 24/7 apparently, because Biden had to negotiate that with the unions or whatever. Apparently
yeah, so you not just have one person at the port playing Minecraft on their phone or whatever from 11 at night till 7 in the morning. Good job, right. Biden. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, so, like, who knew? Apparently, like, you didn't, at these major ports, like the port of Los Angeles, they weren't operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They weren't even open on the weekends. Like, those guys went home at 8 o'clock at night, and that's it. So now, supposedly, I don't know if they're actually going 24 hours yet or if that's coming, but that's supposedly what's going to happen. But others would point out, well, that still won't matter. Because if they bring a bunch of people into this port and start moving more of these shipping containers around, it won't matter because there aren't enough trucks to take the containers away from the port. So ultimately, they'll still back up the port, even if they can move as many shipping containers as the trucks can take them, because there's like 14 shipping containers waiting for every single truck.
Was it a truck or a truck driver? Because one of those is probably easier to solve than the other.
You mean automated driving or automated trucks?
I mean, in theory, it would be easier to hire someone than it would be to build a new truck.
In theory, it would be easy to hire somebody, but, I mean, look around. Apparently, it's harder than we think to hire people these days.
It seems to me that's the mystery that has to be solved, yeah. Right? It's like, why aren't people working? Because none of these problems existed prior to the pandemic, right? I mean, they did, but not all at once. I mean, there were always people looking for jobs.
Well, specifically in the trucking industry, we know California is the most restricted place on all of the United States because they made a rule, I don't know what year it was, whether it was recently or a few years ago, that says that your truck has to be within a certain number of years. So it has to be a relatively new vehicle because emission standards or whatever. So there's a bunch of people, like, you know, a lot of people in the trucking industry are independent drivers. They don't work for some mega corporation.
Right.
They bought their own truck however many years ago, and that's what they use to go and pick and haul different loads for different companies. Well, those guys are SOL when it comes to working in California. They're not allowed to even come into the state. So that's another factor on why those shipping containers are just sitting there in the port.
Good job, California.
And that's a factor as to why there's like over 100 cargo ships waiting to, at least as of a week or so ago, I heard the number was like 110 or 120, like it's a record number of waiting cargo ships out there.
And each one of those, I don't remember the number of containers each one of those contained, but it was a lot.
Yeah, a ton of them. I don't remember either, but yeah, we're talking about like back when it was 60 cargo ships, like when we were first talking about it a couple months ago.
Before the problem got way worse, before it never got better?
Yeah, when there were like 60 out there, the estimated number of containers was like 500,000 to a million or something like that.
Good God.
Yeah. So
that's a lot of goods that are not coming into the United States.
Correct. So you got a situation now where the prices are going up. You know, supply is limited. So prices are going up, and of course prices are also going up because the U.S. government is printing more money, and so more dollars chasing the same or shrinking amount of goods means the prices are going to rise. And when prices rise, people start to behave differently. Now, I don't know if the reason why there are literally squads of teenagers who, and we're talking 40 to 50 teenagers who are going into malls and other stores in San Francisco, specifically the Bay Area. Doesn't seem to be happening in any significant fashion outside of this one area, and literally smashing and grabbing and looting entire like department stores and other places. Is it because times are tough is why this is happening, or is it just this is a criminal gang who's figured out that they can overwhelm stores with numbers, and because they're in San Francisco, they know there's almost no one with a gun who's going to stop them?
I don't know, man. Those are good questions.
Or is it all of the above? You know, is that what motivated them to start this, was that they were having a difficult time?
Well, I mean, how much is their difficult time going to be improved by robbing, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch or whatever?
I don't know. I guess they
I could see a jewelry store, but then you're going to have a difficult time selling that at pawn shops, I would imagine, at least for the immediate future.
Good point. Well, the story here from the Daily Mail says they've been hit by multiple days of brazen looting with a gang of thieves filmed smashing glass cases at a jewelry store and emptying them as staff scream in terror. The latest incident happened at Sam's Jewelers in Southland Mall in Hayward. Sunday evening was caught on camera. Robbers said to have been a part of a gang of around 20 or, sorry, February, 40 to 50 teens who entered the mall wielded hammers to smash display cases at Sam's before making off with the goods. Dramatic footage from a nearby store showed shop workers screaming as the disturbing scene unfolded. Also Sunday, another gang of looters snatched garments from upmarket yoga clothing brand Lululemon San Jose store, KPIX reported. And on Saturday, a video posted to Twitter, a swarm of robbers was caught on security cameras stealing prescriptions from Wellspring Pharmacy in Oakland at around 7:30 p.m. Pharmacy employees...
There's not even a pattern to this. It's like they're just picking places at random.
They sped up the footage to show dozens of people running through the store to grab boxes of drugs off the shelves before quickly moving out. It's unclear what drugs were stolen, but staff say customers whose meds were stolen will be able to collect replacements that have been ordered in. Store employees told KTGO or KGO's reporter they were overwhelmed and devastated by the brazen theft, as they're a small drug store and they don't have the same resources like Walgreens and CVS. And I'd seen other stories, because this isn't new to San Francisco. This has been going on over the last several weeks that I've just spotted here and there. I've spotted stories about it. We just haven't talked about it yet here. There have been other headlines coming from San Francisco that CVS or Walgreens are actually closing stores entirely. They're just like, you know what? This just isn't worth it. We've been robbed so many times. We've had so much shrink, right? Like every store
sure.
in retail. If you ever worked in retail, you know, there's usually like a loss control agent if it's a large enough store, and that's their job to keep an eye on the floor, and they got cameras and they're watching to make sure that people aren't stealing stuff. And if somebody tries to steal something, they go out and they stop them before they leave the store as they're walking out the door, like, oh, hang on, we're calling the police, you know, that kind of thing. But usually you're only dealing with one, you know, lowlife. It's usually just one guy who's desperate and he's coming in, or one woman or whatever, coming in, putting stuff down their pants or whatever. Here you literally have a gang of people coming in. There are more people walking into these stores or running into these stores stealing things than they even have employees on duty.
Yeah, 40 people just suddenly running into the pharmacy, jumping the counter and grabbing everything they can and throwing it into garbage bags or whatever. There's nothing employees can really do about that.
Whatever you could do wouldn't be worth doing, right? Like,
also true.
You're just an employee. You don't want to put your life on the line for Walgreens or whoever the hell it is that you're working for. It's like, okay, good luck. The number is 603-283-6160 to say crazy situation. Why is it only happening in San Francisco? I'm not saying that I want it to happen anywhere else. It's horrifying what's going on. But let's look at this whole concept here and a little deeper. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can weigh in here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about these massive, I don't know if you want to call them smash and grabs. That has happened where a jewelry store in the San Francisco area, a bunch of teenagers came in with hammers, smashed the displays while they were open, and just, you know, while the store was open, and then just grabbed jewelry and ran out. And in addition, they've not just been targeting jewelry stores, but they've gone into a pharmacy, they've gone into clothing stores, they've gone into a Louis Vuitton. I mean, these are just the most recent iterations of this.
Yeah, and I don't support, you know, stealing from stores, obviously.
Me neither.
But, I mean, they have found a system that is almost impeccable for doing it.
It's unstoppable given the circumstances. And that's what I want to talk about is why is this happening in San Francisco? You're not seeing this happen in other places right now. And it clearly is working. So why isn't it being, you know, iterated? Why aren't other people duplicating this elsewhere, other desperate, crazy
people? It's probably difficult to organize.
I mean, there are desperate people out there, and there certainly are gangs out there. So why is this happening? So the story here at Daily Mail has this. They've got a theory, and so I'm going to share their theory, and we'll talk about it. But if you want to weigh in here, feel free to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Because obviously times are tough. But that's not what this is about, right? Like this.
I mean, they're stealing Louis Vuitton and stuff like that. Yeah. So, Maybe they're trying to sell it in a black market, but that doesn't seem likely.
Or on eBay or something like that.
True.
But if this isn't just about times being tough, this is about circumstances being ripe for these sorts of this kind of behavior. So again, people respond to incentives. They talk about how the men in this case are wearing hoodies, they're smashing cases, they're running off with jewelry. People are screaming and running away from the scene. They say this has become common in the Bay Area. Since a California state law downgraded the theft of property less than $950 in value from a felony charge to a misdemeanor in 2014.
That can't be right. This hasn't been an ongoing problem for the last 7 years, and we're just now hearing about it.
They are saying it has become common. This is common. in the Bay Area since that happened. Store staff and security tend not to pursue or stop thieves who have taken anything worth less than $1,000. Now,
but you're not supposed to if you're just an employee.
Well, if you're security, you can. So
yes.
If you're this, and it says security,
okay.
Is not even pursuing or stopping thieves, which is hard to believe that they wouldn't even bother attempting to stop them. I mean, if it's still a misdemeanor, it's still a prosecutable offense. Why wouldn't you? To me, this isn't about the law. Now, maybe that is one reason why some of these people are a little more brazen than they would have been otherwise. Maybe these gangs have managed to recruit others by saying, hey, it's no big deal. If you get caught, it's only a misdemeanor. It's, you know, it's not a felony.
Socialism, man. They're evil capitalists anyway.
So whatever their, you know, excuses are for this, the reality is San Francisco will not allow most people to easily carry a gun. Right,
yeah.
San Francisco is one of those places where if somebody robs a place, the odds that they're going to come up against an armed individual who's willing to defend that place is near to zero.
Versus New Hampshire,
correct.
Which is why you will never see this nonsense here.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's got to be a huge factor, the risks that are involved to the people who are pulling these things off. Like, they must know that San Francisco is a less dangerous place to do this than even some of the Northern California towns, where you might be more likely to encounter somebody who's got a concealed carry. I mean, it's hard to get a permit in California, period. But I think you're more likely to come across somebody in, like, Northern California than you are in San Francisco.
But the Bay Area? Definitely not likely.
Right. Sources say the mall was attacked also on Sunday, with two women who work near Sam's Jewelers telling KPIX the teens ran into another store and left with clothes and shoes. We all saw the other stores closing, she said. They were panicking, so we were panicking and quickly closed our store and barricaded ourselves. It was very scary, said the other woman, who was not named. She described the thieves as people with no morals and no sense for others' safety. I feel helpless. It's disturbing, she said. Police wouldn't
say... You feel helpless because San Francisco won't allow you to have a gun.
Right. They've made you helpless. Now, that said, I mean, I wouldn't want to shoot somebody over taking, you know...
Right.
$20 worth of stuff or $100 worth, or even a... Like, I don't want to shoot somebody, period, generally, like... But that said, there are plenty of people who are willing to do that.
You're not going to be scared of someone with a hammer if you have a 9mm.
Yeah, that's true. And you don't necessarily have to shoot them. Just as long as they know that there are armed people in your store, they're probably never going to target you in the first place. Like, these people are probably thinking about where they're going. They're likely not going to go where they might have an armed guard, like a bank or something like that. But... You know, your average store doesn't have armed guards out front. Now, they might start adding them soon, like we might start seeing that. Like, when I was down in Mexico for Anarchapulco a few years, I remember we went to a taqueria that was just, you know, just open and open to the public or whatever, but there's a man standing out front with a shotgun.
Nice.
You know, that taqueria probably doesn't get robbed very often. I'm just going to guess. Costco had a guy with a shotgun.
Wow.
At the front of the store.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
I can't say I blame them, though.
No. That's
reality. Yeah, if people see that you're armed, you're safer. Even if you never have to actually pull it from its holster, you're just safer.
So, no arrests have been made, and they show in this story, of course, the Daily Mail always has huge graphics showing...
Well, how could they possibly make any arrests? You got to admit, they're wearing hoodies,
they're probably wearing masks,
yeah. Wearing gloves. There's 40 or 50 of them. Unless one falls and breaks his legs and no one carries him off, you're not going to get an arrest when this happens.
The charging rates for various different violent crimes have dropped under the latest district attorney there in San Francisco. But let me go on here with the story. So, again, talking about other places, other stores that have been robbed, 80 looters ransacked a Nordstrom store on Saturday night. 80 people injuring at least three employees in a raid that lasted less than a minute. So they're in, they grab, and they're out. They're gone before the police
are even mobilized. They're gone 37 minutes before the police get there.
During the theft, two workers were punched and kicked. Another was sprayed with pepper spray. All three individuals were treated on the scene. Walnut Creek police have arrested three people in connection to the incident, and they're facing various charges, including robbery, conspiracy, burglary, possession of stolen property, and a weapons charge. But 3 of 80 ain't a whole, that's not a real big success rate there, as far as a crackdown is concerned.
It's not. Have these three people talked? Have they revealed why they're doing this?
25 cars blocked the street as the gang of thieves stormed the store, some of them brandishing weapons. Video shows the looters running down the street with bags and boxes holding presumed stolen goods before entering their getaway vehicles. There was a mob of people, said a man who works at a nearby P.F. Chang's restaurant. The police were flying in. It was like a scene out of a movie. It was insane. He said, I had to start locking the front door, the back door. You never know. They could come right in here. It was crazy. All the guests inside were getting concerned. It was a scary scene for a moment.
You know, I get why in that situation he would lock the doors and panic and stuff like that. But when you think about it, a restaurant's probably not going to be targeted by this sort of thing because they don't really have any product for you to steal.
Yeah, and they don't have a bunch of money in the cash register either. So.
No.
Then they talk about the Louis Vuitton store, and, it just goes on with this. There's video and et cetera, et cetera. But what I wanted to get to was the closings of the various stores here, because this has been happening for a while. As it was mentioned earlier in the story, as of October 31st, San Francisco police have received reports of 810 burglaries. Since October 31st. Or attempted burglaries this year in the jurisdiction of just the Mission Police District Station.
Are you saying 800?
810 burglaries. Now, that could just include houses, right? Like
sure.
Any burglary.
But that's since this year?
October 31st of this year.
Mm-hmm. So just in this one area.
In one area, marking a 13% increase from the same time period last year.
So it was still really high last year, high enough that I wouldn't live somewhere with a crime rate like that.
No doubt, and a lot of people have been leaving San Francisco for many reasons, but that's one of them. But that's what we're saying. This has been going on. Businesses throughout the city have reduced their hours or closed entirely because of the uptick in property theft, with Walgreens closing 17 of its 70 San Francisco stores, so presumably the ones in the most dangerous parts of San Francisco, due to the constant shoplifting by thieves who waltz past security guards and then sell the items outside of the drugstore chain's doors. I'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. If you've been in San Francisco recently and you want to tell us what it's like, feel free to join us here at 603-283-6160. I mean, why anyone would stay in this city, I just don't understand it.
It sounds like a conga line of failures, man.
It is absolutely awful. Hour number two is on the way. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.